This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
We get a selection show later on today, people. It's March Madness, and it is time to talk some gambling. Not just college basketball. We get into all the angles with my next guest each and every week, one of the best in the business. Pregame.com is where you can find his work. You can find him on Twitter, at Fezzik Sports. And you can hear him here with me each week when we talk about the wagering angles in sports. Steve Fezzik, two-time Super Contest winner, joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Fez, happy Selection Sunday to you, my friend.
And Las Vegas is about to come back to life. I can make the case that we've been dormant for too long, and with some opening up of the restrictions, there's a real feeling that this is going to be a big March Madness in Vegas.
Yeah, I think, you know, Fez, that's just how it kind of feels. It feels that way from a, just as a radio host, it feels that way from a content standpoint. As a sports fan, it feels like we're getting something back that, you know, I made this point earlier in the show, Fez, is that all the other major sports, we did get back in some shape, form, or fashion. You know, none of them looked like we were used to them looking, but they all crowned a champion. This is the one big thing that we really had ripped from us sports-wise last year. So this feels awfully good. I wanted to ask you, just before we get into some of the actual, you know, the granular stuff with the tournament this year, I just want to go back to last year. You know, it's the one-year anniversary of when everything shut down around the world and around the sports world. What was it like for people in your space, in the sports betting content business, where there's nothing to bet on? You know what I mean? Like, at least with a talk show host, there were other sports angles that you could get into. You know, we didn't necessarily need games. When you're betting, you have to have games. What was that like for people in your space?
Well, think about how crippling this is for a guy like me. I make my living with two sources of revenue. I go ahead and bet on the games, and I make money. And I know that there's naysayers out there, people who question that, and they're like, oh, people don't really win betting sports. And I'll throw this out to anyone who's that much of a skeptic. Come out during the fall, and I will get you backed off, not kicked out, but I'll get you to the point where within 20 minutes, I'll send you in the sports book, and they'll say, nope, I don't want that action. So that's a pretty, you know, bold statement, but it absolutely is true that the sports books are vulnerable in a lot of ways, and the reason that people aren't making millions and millions is because they won't accept a lot of wagers that are profitable. But now, bottom line, I'm not making any money gambling. Well, what's my second source of revenue? Well, it's selling my expertise of my picks. And I wasn't going to sell picks on Korean ping pong and Aussie rules football because I knew nothing about those. So now I'm not making any revenue from either one of those two areas. Made it very difficult for 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally your livelihood right there. Fez, did you find something other than the things that are your areas of expertise to wager on during that time? Like, what's the weirdest thing that you bet on during the early portion of the pandemic?
I really researched the weather in Australia, playing bad weather unders in Aussie rules football, a whole lot of golf I kept wagering on, and the, you know, the draft. Would say that a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, I made two wagers on the draft. Last year, I made about 30.
Okay, so are you going to bet? Did you like betting on the draft? Are you going to do it again this year, or was that something you kind of you did out of necessity? Like you were on a desert island and by yourself, and you ate coconut, drank coconut milk because you had to, but you're not going to drink it again now that you got other things that you can drink. Did you like betting on the draft? Are you going to do it again?
Well, I drank the coconut milk, and as it turned out, the coconut milk is like spiked with rum. It's so good. I had no idea that the draft betting was so profitable, and here's why, Sean. You're not betting what's going to go on the playing field, which
right.
has a lot of randomness. There is a lot of certainty when it comes to the draft, so that like when you have a breaking news about insider information and a team is going to go one direction or another and the word leaks, someone knows who that team's going to pick. It's not like draft day where Sonny's going to surprise the entire organization and not take Bo. And because of that, it's not unusual that you'll see a player, like an over-under on where he's going to go in the draft, move dramatically. And even bad news is so good on the draft. If a guy shows up with a gas mask the day of the draft with pictures or photos, or if there's some kind of issue with his character and his over-under and where he's going to get selected is like 17.5, you know, playing over 17.5 with that bad news is really, really strong.
It sounds like, Fez, I don't want to, you know, go pocket watch or anything. I can tell by the giddiness in your voice that it was not only a fun venture for you, but it sounds successful. It sounds like you had some success betting on the draft.
13-2. So needless to say, you go 13-2 in anything, and all of a sudden you're going to keep drinking the coconut milk. Until they
hell yeah, that draft coconut milk. Steve Fezzik, pregame.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. All right, Fez, so March Madness, we get the selection show later on today. What have we learned from the conference tournaments over the last week or so?
You know, it's interesting how Gonzaga struggled in the finals against BYU, and I know they pulled away and won by double digits, but here's a team that just was great back in December. But I've got a question. How battle-tested are they? How much better have they really gotten the last 3 months? Well, we know that the Illinois of the world and the Michigans of the world and the Alabamas have all improved. Is that really the case for Gonzaga? So, yeah, maybe you could make the case they're still the best team in the country, but not nearly by the margin that they had back in December.
Fez, who are the public teams in this thing? Like, I know Duke would normally be. They may not make the field. They had to cancel their last game in the ACC tournament because of COVID, and they were a bubble team to begin with. I know some of the blue blood teams have struggled this year. You know, Kentucky's not even going to be in the tournament. North Carolina's just finally started to get things together. I know those are normally the public teams, but is Gonzaga that? Are they a team that they're spread because they're undefeated this year and they've been number one all year long, that they're spread? And you got so many squares that are going to be betting on the tournament because that's what it is. It's just a heavily bet event by people, by casual bettors. Is Gonzaga the big public team? Who are the big public teams in this year that you may want to steer clear of?
Gonzaga is the public team. I think you absolutely want to stay away from the public team. Illinois, as well as they're playing, is one that the pros love right now, though, as well, that despite some injuries, Illinois is playing as well as any team. And frankly, you know, that's a team that it looks square. But if you put a gun to my head and said I had to bet one team into these futures, which I don't want to do, I'd pick Illinois to win the championship 10-1.
Oh, they're 10-1. Okay, I was going to ask you where they're at on the board. 10-1. Okay, yeah, I like that value. Steve Fezzik joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Fez, how are we factoring COVID and potential forfeits into this whole thing? And this is going to sound like a weird question, but do teams that have had breakouts of COVID kind of get bumped up a little bit because presumably there might be herd immunity on the team? Like, I know that I can't believe this is an actual question, but in 2021, this is an actual question.
You know, I don't think so, because I think most of the teams that had, you know, COVID issues, it wasn't like the entire team had it, you know, just a few select folks. I do think that the Midwestern teams have an edge in this tournament. Obviously, all the games in Indiana. Mm-hmm. This is my theory. So maybe some will agree, some won't. I'd be interested to see what your listeners think. But I graduated from Northwestern, so we never win championships. but we're very pro Big Ten. Yeah. And I would expect Indiana, we're going to see something similar where if you get Tennessee playing Iowa in a neutral site game in Indiana and both teams have to travel about the same, 25% crowds, I think the Indiana fans that don't have a dog in the fight are going to root for the Big Ten team and root for Iowa. They're going to root for Illinois. And I think that that's a hidden edge for all the Big Ten teams. So in prop betting, for instance, I'm going to look to play number of wins by the Pac-12 over under. I'm going to look to play under. Same for the Mountain West. Same for the ACC. The one teams that are traveling, I think, have a disadvantage, and teams from the Midwest are going to have an advantage with the venue all in Indiana.
That's a great angle. Steve Fezzik joining me on CBS Sports Radio, pregame.com. Fez, over to the NFL just for a little bit before I get you out of here. Cam Newton back to New England. Where's Cam Newton ranked on your quarterback power rankings?
He's right at 27, Sean. So not a good starting quarterback. And I got to wonder, I keep talking about this. What did Ryan Fitzpatrick do to the entire NFL to make him blacklisted, that nobody wants him? Because, you know, he was fifth in QBR. He's my number 13 quarterback, and nobody talks about him, and it's not like you'd have to pay him very much.
Yeah, you know, Fez, I'll tell you what. I love Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like, you know I'm in Houston, so we had Fitzpatrick. I feel like every team's had him at some point. He's been on, like, 10 different teams. But, you know, the thing about Fitzy, Fez, is he's wildly inconsistent. That's the thing. Like, he can just as easily go out and throw five picks as he could five touchdowns. You know, that's – you just don't know what you're – You don't know what you're going to get. You have him 13th, huh?
Yeah, you know what? Cam Newton is wildly consistent. He'll go ahead and get to zero or one touchdown passes, and he'll run the ball for 5 yards per carry.
Oh, yeah. No, don't get me wrong. Like, I think the Patriots, like, going with Ryan Fitzpatrick would be fun. Plus, he's got that Harvard vibe, so he's already, you know, people in Boston are probably already predisposed to liking Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Go ahead. Like a pro wrestler. So you've got to love him.
Yeah, you gotta love. Yes, absolutely. Do you think the Patriots are done at quarterback here? Like, could they still be making moves? I know you're a big Garoppolo guy. There have been a lot of Garoppolo rumors with New England over the last few weeks.
Well, the one thing about New England is they're the masters at, hey, how good is this player, and how much do I need to pay him?
Yeah.
So I'm sure they're doing the evaluation that they're saying, you know what, Cam Newton, we might have him the 25th best quarterback, but if we pay him, you know, one of the five lowest starting quarterbacks that's not a rookie in the league, well, there's a little value. We've spent more on other positions versus overspending for the number 16 quarterback. So it's all, you know, dollars and cents evaluation.
It's a great point, because his contract is, I think, maxes out at $14 million, and it's very incentive laden. So if he makes the $14 million, then he probably wasn't the 25th best quarterback in the league. He was probably closer to the, you know, the upper half or upper third of the league. No, you're absolutely right. Belichick, this just in, Belichick knows what he's doing. Steve Fezzik, pregame.com, joins me each and every week. Fez, really appreciate the time. Hey, you and all my friends out there in Vegas, enjoy this week. You guys have earned it.
I just bet the field to win the tournament. I'm betting against Baylor and Gonzaga, fading those two teams. I took the field minus 150.
Field minus one? Oh, wow. Field minus 150. So you get all 66 other teams, or you can take Gonzaga or Baylor. Love it. Fez, appreciate it. Enjoy the games, my man.
Thank you, Sean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.